On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
The Hawk Tour.
Hawk
Tour. All right. You know what?
She's viral.
She's gone viral. Men to men. Men to women.
Well, we talk about it.
Okay.
We assumed.
Yeah.
You brought it up. You brought it up.
You thought about it one-sided, right?
I thought about it from a woman giving a man
right
a BJ.
Yeah, right.
You mentioned men.
How many other men? Thinking about
going hot to it.
Yeah.
Right. So I thought about it even further. How many women are going
on another woman? A lot of them.
A lot of people hawk to her now.
They hawk to him, bro. So this chick, does everyone hawk to her?
I would think at some point, most.
Do you think, and they have, the average person has experience hawk to one?
Hey.
But everybody hawk to us.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I would think
not everybody.
Well, not everyone, but I think it's so popular and she went viral because everybody knows about doing that. Like she did something that no one said. Everybody was like, well, what does hawk tour mean? No, everybody got it.
So what famous people can you imagine hawk tour?
Think about Monica Lewinsky.
She hawk tour
in the White House.
Historical. That's historically hawk tour.
In the White House.
Yes.
Wow.
Lorena Bobbitt, she was somewhat successful. She just bit off more than she could chew.
She
bit off more than she could chew.
You crushed her heart. God damn.
So, I wonder, who else you think, just real quick, a few celebrities that might hawk to her. Females.
Females.
Yes, that you know hawk to her. You can look at them and tell. You know who I think? Who? Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yes. What about Big Nut?
You know what? She may not. Somebody like her, she may think she's a little too, you know, because some women think they're too good to hawk to her.
You think Big Nut's like that?
I think she's classy. I'm not going to put a hawk to her beneath her. I'm not going to say it's. Okay.
Give us our theme music.
All right, we're going to get this together. Welcome to On and Off the Field, sports podcasting with a purpose. I got my own field coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation, a.k.a. Oh,
it's your boy Mr. You Better Live, a.k.a. Mr. Coach Reback, a.k.a. Mr. Football Know-It-All. What's happening, Coach?
What's good, Coach?
Episode number 10.
10 episodes.
We at it again, man.
Ooh,
listen, dog. It is absolutely too much going on for us not to have the organic moment. It's too much. It's too much going on not to have that. Hawk Tua is just too.
I actually watched it over. And I was, you know, I was like, gosh, man, I'm glad videos weren't out when I was coming up.
Oh, my goodness.
Because she was just drunk having a good time.
And they had been talking to her for at least like a minute or something. And she was like, because her homegirl at first was doing all the talking.
Yeah.
And she stepped up. She was like, you got the hot tour on that thing. You know what I mean? The way she said it, she said it with slang. You got the hawk two on that thing.
She like, she has some redneck in her, you know what I mean? She was like, hawk two on that thing.
So, shout out to everybody that's listening, man. Listen, I want to shout out to all of the, if you're driving an 18-wheeler, you listening to us, man, listen.
Yeah,
blessings and safety on the roads, man, to all the truckers. Shout out to all the truckers, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all be safe out there, man. Y'all getting it done. We need y'all. Y'all transport 18-wheelers,
yes. Give us the horn.
I wish I...
Bah, bah. Bah, bah.
I need to get that. So look, before we move off the Hawk Tour thing, honorable mention, Shaquille O'Neal was spotted with the Hawk Tour girl.
Oh, you know what
now,
that's about.
Now, this was not planned, y'all.
You know what that's about.
Somebody, I immediately went to the comments to see what people were saying. First comment I saw, somebody said, oh, yeah, Shaq want to see what's up with that Hawk Tour.
Shaq want to know. You already know what that's about. You already know.
And, you know, looking at how tall he is and how short she is, she can do that straight leg.
I know.
She had to bend a knee.
That's just, oh, wow.
Hawk Tour.
She's getting paid.
How much you think she gonna make?
Well, Trump paid $180, so what's Hawk 2 again? What would Trump pay for Hawk 2? That's what that's the question.
Oh, that should have been, yeah.
What would Trump pay for Hawk 2? Because you know he's gonna try and pay for it.
You think
Trump gonna try and pay for it.
You think Lewinsky charged what's his name for it in the White House?
He probably offered her something, knowing him. He probably just offered it up front.
Dude, they ain't ready for what we talking about.
No.
All right, listen. Before we go into the class count intro, I wanted to make another honorable mention. The young guy, have you been keeping up with the Olympics?
Yes.
You see the 60-year-old? The guy, he qualified for the 200 relay.
I saw that.
I'm proud of him because he tried to qualify for the single.
Right.
But he came in sixth.
Right.
But
right.
He's 16.
He flies,
dude.
Man. I can't wait till the Olympics
Can you
start.
Imagine in 4 years?
Ooh, he'll be pushing it for the gold. He'll be pushing for gold.
What is he running? What particular? He tried out for the 200
meters.
He tried out for the 200 single, right?
Yeah,
but 200. He qualified for the 200 relay.
Well, when you make the 200, you get the relay.
Okay, spot. Yeah. Okay, so he's going there.
He'll be
okay.
In the relay spot.
Man, that's gonna be. I wanted to mention that dude, bro. I think his name is Quincy something.
There's Sydney McLaughlin. She ran the 400 hurdles.
Yes.
She was just playing around, warming up, and smoked it in the 200.
I know McLaughlin real good.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shout out, bro.
She's good.
All right. So, look, I told y'all on and off the field. No, class clown intro. Class clown intro. I like this part. This is either going to get a 1-1, but it's going to get a hand clap from me. All right. Here we go. What do you call 53 people sitting around the TV watching the Super Bowl? Oh, man, dude. I should have saw this coming. It's Dallas Cowboys.
What do you call a drug ring in Dallas? A huddle. I'm sorry, Cowboy fans.
Hey, this is bad.
Hey, hey.
Because I personally know one of the Cowboys running backs.
That was caught up in that.
Yes.
Right, right.
No names mentioned.
Yeah, no names mentioned.
So look, this is not a joke, but more of a I wonder if Noah carried... Wait.
I thought you'd appreciate that.
I wonder if Noah carried 2 termites.
I thought you'd appreciate that one.
Dude, that is a genius question. Let me tell you why I want to move past this.
Think about it.
Let me tell you why I want to move past this. So yeah, the rest of the termites had to die. Right?
Right, right.
These are the last 2 termites.
Right, right.
They get on a ship that's wood.
Right.
They going to survive. for 40 days.
So it make you wonder, did they bring the termites?
They had to.
Or the termites came later?
Nah, they had to. It was 2 termites somewhere. Oh, no.
Maybe they had them locked down.
And what?
In a bowl or something. They had them in a bowl.
I don't know. That's a crazy question. I'm going to come back on that.
Politicians and diapers have one thing in common.
Oh, boy.
They should both be changed regularly and for the same reason.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? I give a hand. Let me tell you why I'm going to clap for that.
Yeah.
Because I think while politics is necessary and it has its place, I think ultimately it's a cancer. I think it ruins it ruins the purity of things.
Right.
Political agenda, any kind.
Oh, yeah.
With sports. Sports is more political.
You forget. You forget that you're there to serve, for one. You forget that you're there to serve everyone, right? Not just your party.
Political wise,
you're there to roll your sleeves up and get something done. You got politicians that go there to Washington D.C. every year, and you've got the poorest and the roughest crack houses right around the corner, and you never go there and do anything and make a difference.
That's crazy.
And but you want to, you know, be involved overseas.
That came from that joke. Yeah. That's crazy. All right. When women, we can double back on both of those.
Yeah, right.
Well, I need to asterisk that one. When women were asked if they would have sex with Bill Clinton, 86% in D.C. said, not again.
Big Bill was banging.
We were just talking about Bill.
Yeah.
With
Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah. I think she charged him something.
Dude. You think so?
For that Hawk Tour. That Hawk Tour come at a price. Hey, do you think Tua Tagovailoa is catching flack for the Hawk Tour?
Yes. I posted.
I thought so.
I posted something about that, and a Dolphins fan chimed in, not knowing that that's what I was talking about.
Dude, he got to be catching flack.
Yeah. Did you know that God is a North Carolina Tar Heel basketball fan? Why else did he paint the sky Tar Heel blue?
I love that. I love that joke. We did that. You did that. I love that joke. Yeah. All right. New segment. I hope y'all like these.
We're trying to help y'all out.
Here's a help for you. Here's a helpful hint. Don't eat yellow snow. Wait a minute. Don't they make lemon snow cones though?
Don't eat yellow snow.
Don't eat yellow snow.
Don't eat yellow snow.
That's a good helpful hint.
Here's another segment.
Edible Eatable Eats.
Where we talk recipes, food, snacks, and favorite things to eat. Chickpeas. I'm really into them now. Here's the question. Why doesn't the black community eat chickpeas?
Okay.
Have you ever eaten them before?
Okay, coming from a black man.
Yeah.
Explain to me what a chickpea is.
See? You see?
I'm just saying.
I just started eating them, and I'm 54.
When did you find out about them? About a year ago.
About a year ago.
Okay, I was today years old.
About a year ago.
When I found out chickpeas. I heard of chickpeas. I never paid.
They're so healthy. They taste good. And in black culture, we eat black-eyed peas, field peas, regular peas.
Are they not good? Black-eyed peas, field peas, are they not good for us?
Oh, no. They're very good, too.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is there's chickpeas also.
Okay.
Why are we not eating those?
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. They're so good.
So where did you get yours from?
Actually, I'm getting them out the can from Publix.
Okay.
Hanover brand. But I drain them.
Okay.
You could put them non-stick skillet, olive oil, and then pour them in there with garlic powder, salt, pepper, chopped cilantro, a little red onion, paprika.
What do you go with? What do you get to accompany the chickpeas? What do you eat?
Oh, fish.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now that sounds good.
It's also good in like cold with salads and stuff too.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to put that in the mix, but
you know what, dude? I got to get better. You know what salads I eat? I don't eat regular salads. I eat kale salads. I love kale.
Kale, chickpeas and kale go really good with each other. Yeah. You will like it.
All right. I'm going to try it. Okay, shout out to the chickpeas.
Shout out.
I'm going to get some of them. And you got to show me which ones you get.
I will.
So, main sports.
College football
season, dude. It's set to begin August the 27th, 4 days after my birthday. Week zero.
That's the first week because it's official week is the week of Labor Day.
Most people will start their season. But the
they'll have a
week.
They'll have a few games that first weekend of August 27th.
So we got Alabama A&M at Auburn.
Mm-hmm. That's the first weekend,
right?
Labor Day,
right? And Western Kentucky playing Alabama in Alabama. North Texas playing South Alabama. Dude, I'm going to go to some more South Alabama games.
We should.
Really, and we should really do a drop from a game.
Live on and off the sport.
Right, on and off the field. Right, sports podcasting with a purpose at
the South Alabama's game.
We're gonna have to do that. Get ready. Stop. Get ready. Coming.
Get ready.
Coming. Y'all better get us now.
Get ready.
You need to get us now because we are a hot commodity, but after a while, we're going to be a hot tamale. You're not going to be able to hold us. I'm just telling you right now. I'm just saying. You feel me?
You feel me?
Best thing coming on time. So who else we got? We got Florida.
Some big matchups.
We do. Florida versus Miami.
That's a big one.
Who's your college team? Miami. How they looking at the quarterback?
We good. We got Cam Ward. He's a transfer from Washington State.
Oh, you know what? I forgot.
Yeah, he's good. He said
he got any receivers?
Oh man, we loaded. Miami is loaded. You'll be surprised. Miami will be a lot better than they've been in the last 20 years.
They go better than ACC?
I think they can compete for the championship this year.
Really?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. They're talented. Well,
really, Clemson has not really been formidable in the last couple years.
Dabo has refused to adapt to the transfer portal. So talent is catching up.
It's showing too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I like Dabo and I like them. Shout out to Clemson. But I want to see how that goes. Speaking of Clemson, they got Georgia.
That's a big matchup right off the bat. Right off the gate. Yeah, right off the gate.
Man. And these matter.
Right.
That matters. Wow. Who you got?
I got Georgia.
Me too.
Georgia going to smoke them.
USC at LSU.
I think LSU will take them. LSU, Death Valley, night game. So ooh, that's a tough place to play.
Who came behind the quarterback for USC? You know?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure who's going to be the quarterback next year. Mm. Yeah. Mm. WNBA news.
WNBA news. I've been watching a lot of games.
So last week we did a hottie of the week.
Oh, boy.
Kyrie Gondrzik.
Uh-huh.
You know she's dating Jaylen Brown from the Celtics.
I think I saw that.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Lucky Jaylen.
Huh? Lucky Jaylen, that's right. About,
this dude win the championship.
And then he and get then the hottie of the week.
Her. Oof. Gosh. Shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
Can you say winning?
Yes. And our girl Angel Reese set the record last night for double-doubles.
As a matter of fact, she got the award for the something of the year.
Rookie of the year.
Rookie of the year.
Yeah.
She got it.
She's good.
Angel Reese, you think she deserved it?
Angel Reese balled from the beginning. I mean, of course, you know, she had to play the villain, not wanting to play the villain because everybody was, you know, infatuated with Caitlin Clark.
I got a question for you. Do you think Angel Reese position was more important to her team than the position Caitlin Clark played?
I think they were equally valuable. I don't think either team would have been worth a darn.
And the reason I asked that
without either respective player on that team.
Well, let me tell you why I asked it. Mm. Because they picked her as rookie of the year. That's what I'm saying. So they had to look at her body of work and say, you know what, examine it and say, you know what, she played a more integral part in some way, shape, form, or fashion.
I mean, you could have given it to Caitlin Clark, and you could have said very well deserved.
That's what either I
one,
to hear you say.
Either one.
Coach either one would deserve Caitlin, it. Y'all.
I like her game, man. I'm not.
I like her. She can. Yeah. Dude, she's sharp.
The way I've been watching her lately, she passes the ball so well on the break.
Yes.
She sees the floor so well.
Yes.
I like watching her play.
I give her that. I told you on the phone, I think the media dampens our view of her.
Exactly.
They dampen our view of her. And that's
right.
The media's fault.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Golf.
No.
Other sports. Other sport. Tennessee Volunteers, they won the NCAA basketball. Baseball championship, yep. Right? Florida Panthers won the NHL Stanley Cup. Let's take one at a time. Volunteers won the NCAA baseball championship.
Did you watch?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either.
I'm not a huge baseball fan.
I'm not either.
It's like watching grass grow or paint dry.
I like watching the Yankees play.
I'll watch when they play when the Yankees and Boston play.
Yeah.
Because they are rivals.
I like watching the Yankees play, if I'm flipping to a few innings or something, I may watch it. But I didn't watch the championship this year. Mm-mm. But shout out to the Volunteers.
Shout out to them. What about the NHL?
I did watch a couple of games there.
I caught some highlights.
Yeah. Edmonton, of course, they were, you know, it's interesting that you have a Florida team beating a Canadian team in hockey.
Hmm.
If you think about it, hockey is a Canadian sport.
It sure is, but a Florida team won.
Yeah, South Florida team at that.
Wow. I was watching First Take with Stephen A., and they were having, they had a hockey guest on there for like two mornings straight. Black guy.
Yeah.
That was hockey. So what I'm saying,
he used to play for Nashville.
Dude. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Right.
And he gave his analysis.
Right.
On it. Dude, like, you could tell he's in the playbook. He know what he's talking about.
Right.
His strategy. So, yeah, shout out to him, bro. Golf, not another sport.
Do you play golf?
I only own Xbox.
Have you ever played?
Putt-putt golf.
Putt-putt?
Yes.
I used to be the same way. And I don't play enough now, but I took lessons years ago. Actually, at this place I'm going to talk about, Azalea City Golf Course in Mobile.
Okay.
You can call and ask for Chris, 251-208-5150.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get lessons there. I took it with Lawrence Aurier, but he's retired. But it opens up so many doors to you.
I heard it was a stress reliever.
Very much so. It's different. It's like you can, there's different levels too. You don't necessarily have to play serious with the score. And, mm-hmm. you know, you can actually just relax. It's a lot of social component to it.
You know, I see the average guys, they get like a keg, a cooler beer.
Mm-hmm.
Drag it along with the
put
wheel
it in the cart and roll. They got the cart girls. They ride around with snacks and drinks.
By the time you get to the 18th hole, brother,
then you go to the 19th hole. That's where you get crunk.
Wow.
That's
really?
Yeah, the 19th hole. That's the bar.
Yeah, 19th hole. I like that, bro. All right. So look, shout out to them though at AZC, the golf course, man.
Yeah. No, they real do a life. Good job. They do a good job. If you're interested, if you're listening, if you never done anything like this before, it's worth taking a few lessons.
All right. New segment. Like coach. Any truth to this quote? Watch this. See if there's any validity to this. Mm-hmm. The person you will be in 5 years depends largely on the books you read, the people you spend time with, the habits you adopt, the food you eat, and the conversations you engage in. I'll go first.
I want you to. You're the life coach.
I 100% agree with every last one of these. It definitely. The time span, everything. I agree with everything. And I'm going to tell you why. One, because I've lived 55 years, right. And I see exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
Time has a way of teaching you better than anything.
Absolutely.
So I agree with every one of these, dude. And that is a really, really heavy statement. Definitely.
Deep.
Even out to the food you eat.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
You can tell about someone about how they eat.
Where did you get this quote from?
I can't remember. I've been searching all over, man, ever since we've been doing this.
I'm just gonna
get inspired by anything I see.
I'm gonna bring this up on Facebook. I'm gonna spark a conversation.
Yeah, that's a deep conversation.
That is good, dude.
That'll be a good one.
By it. Yeah, I told y'all he's the Jarvis of podcasts.
The On and Off the Field Book Club.
Listen,
Book of the Week Countdown by James Patterson.
So you've already told me that mm-hmm. you like, you're a big fan of this dude, right?
He's good.
Right.
And this is another special book, too. This what's is the reason why I like
what's,
it.
What's the premise of it?
It's about a CIA military operative who gets cut off from the U.S. She's basically left hanging.
Okay.
And she's trying to prevent another 9/11 happening here.
Really?
And her family lives actually in the place where this is going to take place.
And the name of this is Countdown.
Countdown.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did they or will they make this out of a movie?
They probably will. I could see it. It's really good. It's one of those books where you're reading and you're like, ooh, you know, you want to get into it more. You want to turn the page a little bit more.
So she's cut off by the military.
Right.
Is there something she went rogue?
Not by her choice, and I don't want to.
It's a misunderstanding.
I don't want to give it
okay,
up.
Okay, wow.
It away. Yeah.
So I've seen. Let me tell you why this excites me, because I've seen other movies based on that same premise. If I could, you know what I mean?
Right.
Kind of in that same area. You know, you can kind of get the same storyline. Like,
sure.
Yeah, but it reminds me of a show
it's
that
good.
I saw.
Okay? It's good. Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Facts.
Oh, man, y'all already know. I love it.
James Patterson has written more than 200 novels since 1976. He's more than 114 New York Times best-selling novels and holds the New York Times record for the number one time bestsellers by single author, 67, which is also a Guinness Book World Record.
Wow.
Jeez, James Patterson, man.
That's a lot. I want to bring up something.
Yeah.
You know, I always take somebody to Bible. Here's a fun fact.
Okay.
That's out the Bible. John, who's an apostle, wrote the book of John.
Yeah.
He stated at the end of it, he said that Jesus did so many miracles between when he was born into 33 years. He said that if they wrote all of them down, that there wouldn't be enough books in the world that can hold the miracles that he did in 33 years. So he said that wouldn't, I can show it to you. He said if they recorded every miracle Jesus did, there's not enough books to record the miracles.
That's one of the downsides of Jesus not being in this technology.
Dude.
Camera phone, cameras.
Ooh, imagine. It says that. And it made me think about that when you gave me his statistics, James Patterson. And he beast mode. But Jesus, it wouldn't be enough books. It said it would not be enough books to hold everything he did. I just wanted to bring that up, too.
He'd be the number one best selling
author. What?
The Mediterranean Times.
Facts.
Facts.
Shout out to Jesus. Look. Quote of the day, new segment. I love him, man. Right? This episode we have two. Okay. The key to life is the first one. The key to life is to be resilient to the point of discomfort.
To be resilient to discomfort.
To be resilient to discomfort. Let me read it again. So the key to life is to be resilient to discomfort. Okay, I got you. Yeah. Resilient means not quitting. It means
unwavering
toward discomfort.
Because you know something I like that. In life is going to be uncomfortable at some point throughout the day, at some point throughout the week.
I like that.
The key is to be able to handle it.
To be resilient, man.
Be resilient to discomfort.
Where you get this from, dude?
That's about, you going to use that in your thing, huh?
Yes. What?
You like that.
So look, here's the other one. That one's fire. Here's the other one. Don't let your commitment to the past be greater than your commitment to the future. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. That's fire too. Shout out to both of them quotes. So don't let your commitment to the past be greater than your commitment to the future. What do you say about that?
Well, I mean, you know, people get caught up in thinking about the past, especially
mistakes.
Mistakes.
What ifs?
What ifs?
Regrets.
Regrets. I mean,
isn't that crazy? Yeah. We commit time to past mistakes, past regrets.
Forfeiting the time, instead of what you should be focusing on the future.
Are y'all listening to this life coaching going on over here?
Listen, people.
There's some heavy talk over here. It's some real life coaching. I don't care where you are right now. If you're driving, I want you to commit that to memory. The key to life is to be first resilient to discomfort. I mean, don't quit. Stay 10 toes. Put that in your memory. Then the next one, don't let your commitment to the past, whether it be mistakes, questions, whatever, resentment, unforgiveness, whatever it is, don't let that be greater than your commitment to the future. I like both of those.
Amen.
Shout out to the new segment quarter of the day. That was fire right there.
Another segment, chess.
I love chess.
Chess.
Man. Chess.
So check it out. So no one continuously wins at chess by only moving forward. Sometimes you got to move backwards to put yourself in position to win. Mm-hmm. And this is the metaphor for life. Okay. A step back can be a step in the right direction. Don't think like a pawn, though. You can't think like a pawn, though.
Right.
Because pawns don't move backwards. Pawns move forward.
Forward.
You got to think like a power piece. Mm-hmm. You got to think like a power piece. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm stealing all this. You don't feel your pockets getting raw.
Get your hand out of my pocket.
Get your hand out of my pocket.
Get your hands in my pocket.
Bam, man. Look. Stop putting it by here.
John beat me the last game. He beat me. He beat me.
Look now. I got to give him his props. On the show.
Sensei is good.
He got you.
He's my chess sensei.
So just so y'all know, shout out to John Tank Taylor. I'm shouting you out. I want a plate, bro. I don't want to have to pay for it either. I'm shouting you out, bro. Listen, he whooped Coach, y'all. Here's the thing. He hit me in my DM, and I'm going to tell you why he did it, because the last time Coach put it on him, we put him on blast.
We did. I pulled Stephen A. Smith on him.
You sure did. You sure did. You went out. So now he beat the hell out of you, from what I was told. And because he hit me on my DM. So I agreed with him. I told him, I said, okay, John, I said, I'm going to shout you out on the show. We're going to give Coach the business, you know. So we're going to give him a womp womp. Coach, get a womp womp.
Coach got a womp womp.
Got a womp womp for that one. Yeah. So did he beat you bad?
He beat me pretty bad.
Let me ask you this, and I'm going to give you a chance to say this because I hate when people say it, but I'm going to give you a chance to say it.
Okay.
Did you beat yourself?
There was, yeah, well, it's a dual edged thing.
See that deep breath you took?
He beat me in one game.
Did you beat yourself?
And I made some terrible decisions. So, I mean, it goes hand in hand.
Overall, though, did he outplay you?
Yeah, he did.
Just flat out?
Yeah, he outplayed me. He beat me. He beat me.
Wow.
He's good. I mean, he's been playing 25 years longer than me.
Y'all should see his face. Y'all should see Coach's face.
Hey, look, I have no shame losing to him because he's been playing for 25 to 30 years longer than me.
That says a lot. Shout out to you, Coach. You're running with the big dog.
I mean, yeah.
You're running with the big dog.
I can only get better.
Right.
Now, I can only get better. And I've gotten a lot better. I understand the game a lot better than I did. I just make stupid little decisions, and it cost me in the game. I leave pieces hanging and stuff.
But you're running with the big dogs, though.
Yeah.
Early. The young pup.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Lorna Martini lifestyle segment. Who makes your favorite drink the best?
You want me to go first?
Yes.
I'm going to say the Turkish Tavern bartender.
What is the drink?
It's the Grey Goose Martini, 2 olives straight up.
Okay.
Akin at the, the place is called the Tavern.
Okay.
But I call it the Turkish Tavern because he's from Turkey.
Okay. What part of Turkey is he from? I've been to Turkey.
I don't know what part.
I've been to Izmir, Turkey. Yeah, I've been to Izmir. And it's crazy.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's crazy over there. We left 2 people over there.
Really?
Yes, because they took a piss and a dump on a statue they weren't even supposed to touch. It's called Ataturk. It's a statue in Turkey. His name is Ataturk. He was a hero, famous hero in Turkey, Izmir, Turkey. He was famous for, he supplied the poor with money, food, and all of this stuff. And they put a statue of him. He's on a horse, has a big hat on, has a general type suit on. And yeah. His name is Ataturk. It's right there at the plate. And it's a sign at the bottom of it that says, do not touch this statue. Don't go to it. You can take a picture in front of it, but don't.
Right.
So they tells us in the port brief, on the ship, listen, before we pull in, it's this man named Ataturk. They worship him. He died. He was a hero to him. He got a statue downtown in the square. If you want to go take a picture, that's cool, but don't touch it. Don't cross the line. Not only do these two guys from the squadron, they're not ship's company, the squadron, so right. They own temporary for this cruise.
Right.
Not only do they cross the line, but they climb up on the statue, take a piss, then pull their pants down and defecate on the statue. Both of them.
Wait a minute.
They got drunk.
These are officers? Military?
No, they were. When I say squadron, I worked on the flight deck. So okay. They worked with the F-18. So okay. They were part of the F-18 squadron.
Okay.
So they might have been fuelies or assistants or whatever. They worked on the flight deck. They go piss. They climb up on the statue. Piss.
Did they arrest them?
We left them.
They had to. They got, oh, wow.
We left them. The American
Embassy. Are they still over there?
Whatever the American Embassy had to do or try to do to get them, that was, and see, that's what happens. When it's like that, the American Embassy takes over. We left them. They had to go to Turkish prison.
Stupid.
They give you a year and a day in Turkish prison. But they never tell you when the day is. And we left those dudes.
They should have got a year and a day.
They may be still over there.
That's stupid. Why would you do that?
Turkish prison.
I mean, that's just dumb.
These things, I got these stories. They true, y'all. I got receipts to show it. I was in the military.
That's just right. Dumb.
So who makes my favorite martini? I don't want to get past this. A favorite drink. I like, there's this blue. It's a blue. They make it down at the
blue agave,
kind of like that. But they make it down at the Skyview.
Okay.
So Skyview Lounge. Shout out to Skyview Lounge. I know I always call it name. But if I get a drink, that's where I get it from.
Okay.
So
okay.
I like those, yeah. But if I had to pick my favorite person to make my drink, it's me.
It's you.
Because I make this real quick. I may do like some vodka, uh-huh. Vodka, chilled vodka, ice, cut up watermelon slices, chunks.
Okay.
Put it in, hit with like a little chaser, a little salt, like a little Sprite, just a little Sprite. and stir it up together. And I let the watermelon.
Do you ever use a mint, like chopped mint?
I've had a drink like that at the place over on Apple Boulevard on the Service Road. I had a drink like that with the mint. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I took and bit the mint.
Go to Publix. They sell them in the
fresh mint. Mm-hmm.
You get the little Publix. Get the little Publix. That's, yeah, our phones are ringing.
I'm sorry. I'm at work, y'all. So y'all, I'm at work.
Get somebody, get us a sponsor. We can get a real studio and everything. Man. Hey, come on.
Listen, we crossing over. That's all. We still. I'm still at work.
All
but
right.
It's fine.
Yoda moment.
Yoda moment, man. I'm waiting on it.
Yoda moment. Okay. It just occurred to me that many people are actually afraid to heal because of their entire identity is centered around the trauma they've experienced.
Okay.
They have no idea who they are outside of trauma.
Okay.
And that unknown can be terrifying. How do we deal with any trauma we have experienced through the scriptures?
All right. The way you deal with trauma in the scriptures is... Let me say this. First of all, it's traumatic up here in the mind.
Yep.
It's right there in the hard drive. Mm-hmm. We done downloaded it.
Right.
So to deal with the trauma, it's a bad thought, and it's an imagination too, because what we do with trauma, we actually visualize, and it becomes an imagery.
Correct.
So the Bible says what we're supposed to do with imaginations is that we take captive. So we take captive every thought and imagination that tries to make itself bigger than what we know about God. Mm-hmm. And it said we take those thoughts captive and we bring them to Jesus and say, hey, I don't want these thoughts. And he says, if you bring me those, I'll give you good thoughts. So he says, whatsoever's pure, whatsoever's lovely, whatsoever's of good rapport,
right.
He said, meditate on these things.
Right.
And then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, that'll guard your heart and your mind. So that's how we deal with, that's how we're supposed to deal with trauma. Now, do we? No.
It's tough. Yeah, that's tough.
But after trying it your way, when you get tired of trying it your way, we tend to be open to
right
to doing it the right way. After you know.
Right. Wait, God, I don't want to try it my way.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, that's how we deal with trauma.
Yoda.
Yoda moment. All right.
What a rock and roll at, man.
You know what? No.
Come on, yeah. Yoda, 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 Yoda.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all, this came about. This is crazy. I'm gonna let it play out.
Let it play out, man. Let it play out. Rock and roll, baby.
Isn't that crazy?
Hey, that's Yoda, man. Yoda music.
And it's still going. We gotta give Yoda his props. Listen, okay. Even the Yoda moment getting funny, dude. All right. Travel through the eyes, right? I like this. Travel through eyes. All okay. Right, describe a neat or cool little small town. Oh, man, that's coolest. Or a neat little small town. Listen, I got one.
Okay.
It is Evergreen, Colorado.
Oh.
It's not Denver.
I thought you were going to say Evergreen, Alabama.
No. Evergreen, Colorado.
Okay, right outside of Denver.
Oh, my goodness.
In the mountains, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But what's good about it is, what makes it so small and great and so interesting is that in the small little town, it's compact, but it's got everything. It's even got where you drive through a mountain. They made a tunnel.
Through the mountain.
Through the mountain, right. Bro.
Rockies. You're in the Rockies.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And they got casinos down in this area. This whole little Evergreen area, dude. I promise you, you love it.
It's nice.
Oh, it's like 7,000 feet above sea level, though. So we were constantly like at 7,500 feet, just walking around trying to catch our breath. Thought I was about to faint. Dude, I went in there, and the first time I didn't even realize that it was like that. So I go in, and you know, we had been, you know, kind of, you know, we had been kind of with the daisies, you know, and had some flowers.
Sure.
So I didn't, unbeknownst to us, we didn't know that it was a struggle breathing. Nobody told us that. So when we get there, we unload the bags. I immediately go, I want to go take a shower. But after, you know, after we had got some flowers. So I, when I'm in there, and everybody else in the front, so I'm in the, I'm moving. I'm like, so I can't breathe.
Yeah, you.
I started,
Like Hakeem Olajuwon against NC State.
I came out of the shower, dude.
You needed the mask, the oxygen mask.
I came out of the shower. And I almost showed him my birthday suit.
You needed the oxygen mask.
Dude. Yeah, so that's how we found out.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. What about you? Cool little town.
Bar Harbor, Maine. Bar Harbor, Maine.
So you went to college there, Maine? University of Maine.
I went to University of Maine. Bar Harbor was about 45 minutes.
So how did you discover that?
Went down with some friends.
While you were in Maine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It was right, it's like? On the water. It's right on the Atlantic.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. So how's the, was they big, they're known for fish?
Lobster.
Lobster.
Oh, that lobster was so
real
good.
Real good.
Ooh. Clam chowder. Like our gumbo, they're clam chowders.
I don't think I would eat clam chowder.
You would like it. You would like it. It's good. It's not like anything you have here.
So I'm thinking about trying.
Seafood stew.
Really?
Yeah.
Seafood stew.
Mm-hmm.
What's in that, bro? What's in the seafood stew?
Man, I'm telling you, bro.
What?
Yeah.
I like gumbo. So you telling
they
me.
They don't do gumbo up there.
But you're telling me they have a dish called seafood stew.
Seafood stew.
I'm Googling that.
Google it.
Oh, yeah.
Google it.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Coach makes some good gumbo. Really, really good gumbo. He made me a whole pot. He made me a whole pot, y'all. So shout out to Coach.
I hooked you up.
He made that. He made some good gumbo. Real good gumbo.
So this new one, we had it last time. It was a health, nutrition, fitness, but we're just going to rename it. It's okay. Going to be called our health is wealth segment,
which it is,
which is what we talked about.
Okay.
So discuss your ab workout.
Okay. What we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we call them ab Tuesdays and Thursdays. Shout out to YBL Fitness. That's it. Brought to you by yours truly, Mr. YBL. Mr. You Better Live Life and Victory every day. We in the building. So look, so what we do is on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we go Facebook Live starting at 5:45 to 6:30. The reason I start at 5:45 is so we can stretch from 5:45 to 6 a.m. Because Coach, like Coach would tell me, you need to stretch, nigga.
That's right.
So
that's
we stretch. Right. So we stretch, get warmed up. And then so from 6 to 6:30, we do a ab HIIT workout, high intensity training workout. Mm-hmm. So we do planks. We do flutter kicks. We do rest and twists, stuff like that. So everything ab.
Okay.
So I do that on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And, you know, the other days, I'm on that rack.
Right.
Pull-ups.
Right.
Dips.
Right.
Push-ups.
Hitting
rip.
You getting it in.
Pull-ups, dips, push-ups, rip. Yeah.
Good deal. So diabetes, you know, I have type 2 diabetes.
Okay. I remember you telling me.
And 4 years ago, I was like, I'm getting off of this medication.
Okay.
I said, if I'm going to take medication every day, I might as well try and exercise every day.
Gotcha.
So that's when it started my exercise journey.
Right.
And then you kind of motivate me even further.
Wow.
But changing my diet and changing the exercise regimen. I haven't had to take medication for 4 years.
You know what I think is good and what I think is beautiful? How we're friends, but we're friends with benefits.
Yeah.
Like
people add value to you.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing of friendship.
Because many people take away from you during the course of a day.
And they only come to rob you.
They're just take out.
They only come to rob you.
Yes.
Now, some people... some people come and they don't add anything, nor do they take away. It's because they don't know yet what value they have.
Right.
So there's some people that do that.
Right.
They're kind of like idle friends. You can kind of deal with them, but like, and I said that to say this: when you brought up the whole health as wealth thing, and then like the you type 2 diabetes, that was a blow for you,
right?
You know, and then for me. To be the inspiration for you to start working out. You were already inspired. You were. But for me to come along just as your friend, not even realize, hey, Lance, I'm working out, blah, blah, blah. I do push-ups. I do this. And you're like, oh, really? Yeah. Then you started seeing the results.
I started doing push-ups. It was just like I said with that challenge. All I did, you said you do push-ups doing and sit-ups during the commercials.
Right.
And so I started doing that. And I was like, because I would just sit there, you know, and I'm like, you know what? All right, get my fat ass off the couch and let me do something, you know?
Right.
So I went and I started doing them. And that's what kind of just was like, okay, I'm going to do this.
So
I'm going to do this.
So you no longer take diabetes medicine?
No, it's been 4 years.
And that came.
My doctor's like, what happened? What's going on? What are you doing? I don't need you anymore, sir. Sorry.
So you changed your workout. Well, you started working out and you changed your diet.
And my diet.
What did you change about your diet?
You gotta take a self-assessment of what you're eating. You know, look at your lifestyle and what you're eating. I ate a lot of sweets. I had a lot of carbs, a lot of, you know, pastas.
Right.
White breads.
Okay.
You know, just it was a plethora of things that I was eating.
Wow.
And no extra and not a lot of exercise, and it just kind of the two added up.
But the exercise is the exercise plus the eating better added up to better. Yeah.
And I was drinking beer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. All right. Shout out to you on that. That's a testimony.
Yeah.
All right. We got some good news. Tech. Website launch.
Yeah, we got a website now.
www.onandoffthefieldpod.com www.onandoffthefield.com. I'm going to say that again. www.onandoffthefield.
And it's
com. Don't get it twisted. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
I went on and I saw it.
We're live.
I love it, man. And
it's going to be constantly updated. It's a work in progress.
From what you told me on the phone the other day, we got a lot of feedbacks on our shows. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of, like I said, I mentioned the truck drivers.
Right.
Shout out to Geisha.
Yeah, no doubt. The engineer. No doubt.
And
tech engineer.
Right. So from what I understand, it was a truck driver got it in his hands, and then so on and so forth, other truck drivers.
Truck drivers, people listening to us in Brooklyn. We're all over.
That's mean.
Hey, we're all over, brother.
I love it.
It's a new segment, relationships.
Really? Boy, let me tell you something now.
Let's spin the block back again. We talked about this last week. Time, energy, and money. So this is what I'm going to say. Your partner or spouse should bring value to your time, energy, and money.
Okay.
You're gonna spend it in one way or the other. But if you're gonna do it, you should have someone that gives value to what you're spending.
Okay. I like that. Time, energy, and money. So they should add to all three of those or benefit in those areas.
Right. Dude. Add value to your life.
Right.
Because you're spending your time, energy, and money with your partner or spouse.
Wow. That's heavy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why I'm quiet, because I'm pondering it, because it's so much you can say about that. I said this the other day. Let me say this, and I'm not going to get out of bounds with it. Still in the same vein. All of those things you just named are very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that pertains to me. So that adds value. That means I'm valuable.
Right.
Right.
Sure. Sure.
So I would not want to be around somebody that treated my time, my energy, and my money like it wasn't time, energy, and money.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
You know how someone can have a nonchalant, I don't give a damn attitude?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Real easy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. I don't like people like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Especially when I try to enhance you.
Right.
And the more I try to enhance you, the more you ball up and like rebel.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I remove myself from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm because I'm valuable.
Right, right.
I'm not trying to be big-headed, but I'm valuable.
Well, it's a measuring. It's, you can measure it.
You really can. That's yeah. that's a heavy segment. I'm gonna ask you this. Yeah. You gonna have me listen? You gonna give me content for my show? For real. Listen, I'm talking about it's beginning ideas. New segment. Oh, the sex doctor.
The sex doctor.
I got to get that shout out. New segment. Man. The importance of foreplay, dude. Let me say this. Foreplay for me. Mm-hmm. Let me run this down to y'all. Listen to me.
On your mark.
You set.
Get set. Go.
Foreplay for me starts before you even get to the house. Foreplay for me starts when your check hit the bank and then you pay your bills. You're grown up and wise with your bills. You take care of your business. You can still have your whole three-piece suit on. Yeah. Ladies, you can have a blouse on up to your neck. But if you're paying bills, you sexy. If you're responsible, right. That's foreplay. You messing with me. You right. Following me all over by going and taking care of business. And look, you know what else right. Foreplay is?
What?
When the woman takes care of what she's supposed to take care of
right.
And the man takes care of what he's supposed to take care of. That's foreplay like hell right there. Ooh, you funding me now. When you do what women good at,
right?
You funding me now. You right. Got me ready to go. And I still got my clothes on. Now by the time I get home and I see you been and did what women are good at,
right.
I get even more horny. Cause I'm like, oh my goodness. Not only you feel me? So the foreplay starts with me. I'm not done yet.
Again,
so
then
once you do that and you taking care of business and the house is in order, amen.
Amen.
I help clean up, I don't mind. But the house is in order.
Right.
And we both do our roles.
Right.
I'm really turned on. I ain't even got back to the bedroom yet. Now by the time we start kissing and rubbing, that's the physical foreplay. I'm ready.
Right. Right.
You see
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's foreplay for me.
Okay.
Paying bills is sexy. That turns me on. It arouses me. It arouses me. It does. But unpaid bills, not all the blood is up in my
right,
chest.
It's a turn off.
So if the blood is at my chest, guess where it ain't?
Right.
It ain't on old AK-47. It ain't on old painless.
It ain't
painless.
On 9mm.
It ain't on old painless now. See? Because your focus
right.
is off.
That's
so
right.
Foreplay.
They go hand in hand.
So to answer your question.
Yeah.
That's my rant on foreplay.
All good.
What about you?
I'm going to lead yours. I think we just need to give yours.
I gave it good enough for both of us.
For both of us.
Dude, do you agree?
Yes. No, seriously, though.
Does that not turn you on as a man?
As a man, you want someone to be sexy. You
right.
Know? But sexy is not necessarily in how you look.
No.
It's how you carry yourself.
Right.
The things that you do.
Your attitude,
the way that you move, the business that you take care
yes.
of.
Yes.
You know?
Dude.
How you stand, how you conversate.
Right. How you respond.
Yeah. All those things.
How you move in wisdom.
Right.
Virtue.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All of that stuff matter to me.
It do.
Let me tell you something, dude. While we on this subject, little stuff turned me on.
Right.
Y'all want to hear the truth, here go the truth. All right. If a woman got on footies, mm-hmm. I'd go crazy.
For footies?
Yes. Just footies. And don't let her have the ball on the back. You know how the ball on the ankle ball? You know how I had the ball on the back? On the back of the footy? Dude, I don't know what it is, but it's
you got
I got a footy
fetish.
I'm telling you, it's something about like footies.
Yeah.
Seriously. That's
yeah.
it. You can have, they can be two different colors.
Okay.
It could be a red one and a blue one. It could be a white one and a pink one. But it's just footies. You know what I'm saying? It's just on the ankle. And the ankle not thick, but they you know, nice size. You know what I'm saying? But footies, bro. I go, woo, that's a form of foreplay for me.
Norbit. Who was that lady in Norbit? Who was that?
The fat one?
Yeah. What if she had on some footies?
Oh, no. She couldn't do nothing. You
come on over here,
hey, you put a footie on her foot, it'd be like putting on a rubber. That's how tight the sock would be on her foot, dude. You know how tight her skin is.
Come on over here, Rick.
I had to bring that. But that's something that turns me on. What's something that's odd, that little stuff like a woman can do?
I'll tell you what, the opposite is for me is tears. Like if I saw you had on footies and it was torn. I saw a hole. That's a turn
off. That turns you off?
That turns me off.
Because
you have like
she got razors on
her panties and they're torn. Man, that is a turn off.
Oh.
It's a turn off.
Ripped panties.
Ripped. Just any, you know, just a little flaw. Like, that's a turn off to me.
Like, what if a thread loose on the thong?
Well, it depends on how big that thread is. It don't look like a tampon string.
Oh, no.
Thread,
okay, all right.
Just like a little thread. It's different.
All right.
Final drive.
Final drive. Shout out, man. All right. You got this, bro.
Pet peeves,
dude. We got some pet peeves.
We got some.
We brought this one up too.
When you're behind someone in a grocery line that doesn't know how to operate their debit or credit card. I mean, how hard is it to pay for your groceries?
It's frustrating when you get behind somebody like that, right? It is. And I've told you on the phone, like, how pissed it gets.
Yeah.
And then I start complaining, and then the Lord tapped me on the shoulders. You know, they old or something. You know, you can't get mad at somebody.
You can't get mad, but
the older generation, they're not tech savvy. They're not tech savvy. My mom, she's slow with that.
I get it. I mean, I was patient. I just
was it an older person?
Yes.
Yeah. See, how did I know?
He looked like he had on his great uncle's outfit too.
Was he the old dude
He looked like a character Martin would play, like Otis. Remember, you know,
yeah,
Otis.
He looked like he really was old. Bro.
Yeah, he was, and he had a split payment too. He had two cards, so he messed up on both cards.
Hey, so look, did y'all make noise that you smack your teeth? You know what I do? I jingle my keys to make the person know somebody behind.
You can hear the lady in the back. She was calling for Jesus.
She was? She was calling. What'd she say?
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Another card. My God.
Was she unseasoned chicken?
Yes.
So, I see the chicken complaining. All right. Embarrassing moments. Have you ever gotten spanked in a public place? Yes. I didn't get spanked. I got my ass whooped. Yes. I'm talking
Hensley?
About yes. If DHR was lit then.
Right.
I had to go down and see him in Metro the way he whooped me. Cross my back. Yeah. Yeah. Statute of limitations ran out and I said, y'all right. Can't do nothing to it. Cross my back, bruh. Woo.
I got it in school.
In front of everybody.
In the principal's office, in the office.
Was it McKinley?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Ain't nothing like a linebacker which on the back of your back.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you ever shake every now and then from that beating like Chris Tucker and Debo Chicken Coop?
No.
I be shaking afterthoughts.
No.
All right, new segment, Animal House. I remember that.
Animal House, Belushi.
Dude, that was a crazy movie.
Crazy movie.
Yeah, it was a couple of them. Animal House 1, 2, I think so.
The first one was classic.
Oh, it was never been one like the first one. Fun situation that got out of hand.
So, yeah, describe a fun situation that got out of hand.
Oh, man. You mean like an Animal House situation?
Yeah. You ever had an Animal House?
You go, for, you know, I told you.
Oh, that... The orgy.
Yes, it was an Animal House. Because guns were involved.
Yeah, that was an animal home.
Yes, and the police got involved.
That was an animal
home. Because they cried. Bleep.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. But nobody was harmed.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, we were all like 14, 15 years old. Yeah. All right, so yeah, yeah.
I had one in college, man. This is still to this day the best party I've ever went to. We had a guy, he gave us, now keep in mind, he's a senior. He gives us his keys mm-hmm. to his car mm-hmm. and his apartment. He's got a small, like about the size of your living room.
Right.
That's about the size of his apartment.
Okay.
Modest one bedroom over a store.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Nothing special.
Gotcha.
He gives it to us. We hang out, just us and a couple of girls, you mm-hmm. know. I go in the cafeteria the next day, and the next thing you hear, like, it's a party at Doug Dorsey's house. People are driving their cars, screaming out the car, party at Doug Dorsey's house.
Really?
I'm like, what the hell's going on? I get there, man. There's probably 200 people in this
house. Woo.
If you have 10 people, you got a crowd.
Yeah, you apartment. Got a crowd, right.
It's
right.
about, it's people right. on the roof.
And that's an apartment.
Hanging out the window shield, on the steps.
Wow.
Yeah, I felt bad about that, man. I'm sorry, Doug.
Did y'all mess this apartment up?
Oh, yeah.
I think y'all said that before. No, you know who brought that up? Well, when we interviewed, what's his name? Memphis. Marcus. He brought up Doug Dorsey.
No, he wasn't there. No, okay. Marcus wasn't there.
He didn't bring up Doug Dorsey?
Uh-uh.
Okay, no, okay. No. You must have brought that up
somewhere else. I probably brought it up somewhere else.
Yeah, you be wilding, Coach. I don't know. You might have me beat. I don't know, the orgy, huh?
Yeah, the orgy got it. You got the belt.
All right. When and how did you find out that Santa Claus is not real?
For me, I was I had just moved into this neighborhood. I was 8,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the kids were older than me, okay. two, 3 years older.
Okay,
and they were talking about what they were going to get for Christmas. This I think it was Atari was the game that just came out.
Okay,
so they were talking about it, and I hollered, "Yeah, I'm gonna get Santa Claus to get me Atari." And they was like, "Santa Claus?" And broke it down to me right there.
And how old were you?
8. Ugh. My dad did a good job with Christmas. He did a good job with Christmas.
So did he teach you that there was Santa Claus?
He just made me believe that gifts was going to be, you know, on Christmas Day, gifts were going to be there.
I'm going to tell you how I found out. I was always nosy. So when I, you know, with Christmas, I'm excited. I just look at the news, and then they say, "Oh, we just spied a Santa sleigh over such and such." I get excited. The first couple of years, be laying up under the cover sweating, thinking Santa Claus. One night, my dad got drunk while he was putting the presents out, and he gave it up. He was like, "Yeah, Rick going out fun on this bike I bought him. He going to ride this down the neighborhood, and little Rick, I bought him this bike."
And that's how you
want. I sat up in my bed. I said, "Bought my bike." Say it ain't so. This Santa thing is a hustle. Damn. And then you know what I said? I laid back down. I said, "Well, at least I know what I got for Christmas." So that's how I found out Santa Claus wasn't real.
Oh, man. My God.
Yeah.
Okay. You're at work,
mm-hmm.
and your regional supervisor will be visiting your office at the end of the day.
Right.
During lunch, you run into Cheech and Chong, and they invite you to join them back at their place for a bite to eat. Do you go?
It's my regional supervisor.
Your regional supervisor.
Yeah. And he's going to be visiting at the end of the day. So, yeah, I don't think our food would cheat them. Because they're gonna put something on you that's going to have you, that's going to hold you for some hours. Yeah. Probably a couple of days.
I'm going to have to pass on that.
I tell them I need a rain check. Because y'all going to have me. I won't be able to function. I lose my job. I won't be able to function.
Right, exactly.
Right,
exactly.
So now I'm gonna pass on that one.
Okay, me too. I'm passing. I'm passing.
Yeah. Even though it's Cheech and Chong. All right. You had one. All right. You are one of a 4-man 200-meter relay team in lane 5 at the Olympic finals. All right, you running the anchor. Mm-hmm. Usain Bolt is running lead. Carl Lewis is running second. Jesse Owens is running third. Can you hold on for a medal? Golly. That depends on who we're running against.
Right.
So let me say this. All right. So you called out. So we called out Usain Bolt, one generation. Carl Lewis, another generation. Jesse Owens, whole different generation. Three different generations you got running the first three legs, right?
Right. Can you hold on for? Can you hold on?
You know what? I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna say yes. Because if Jesse Owens passed the baton to me, whoever he running against, he's destroying. So yes, yeah, I say yes. Because Jesse Owens, matter of fact, first of all, you gonna jump ahead of everybody. Usain gonna get somebody. Carl Lewis gonna chew somebody.
Right.
And Jesse Owens, dude, he ran so fast and one of his feet didn't touch the ground.
Even Hitler bowed to him.
Bowed to him. Right. So yes, I hold it. You give me that, and Jesse Owens just passed it to me. We out of there.
We out of there.
Yeah, I'm gonna run. Yeah. Yeah. What you think?
I'm meddling.
We gonna meddle.
Yeah,
we meddle. Absolutely. I love that. Yeah. I like that. Right there. What? Imagine if they was a real. What?
Wow. Set the record.
Nobody would touch them.
Nobody.
Who else? Who would be the fourth though? Michael Johnson.
Michael or Ben Johnson? Remember him?
Ben Johnson. Was it Michael Johnson too?
Didn't Michael Johnson run? No, he didn't run the. He ran the 200.
Yes.
Yeah, Michael Johnson. Yeah. It'd be Michael Johnson.
Oh, my goodness.
Goodness. Jeez. That would be unfair.
Nobody would test him.
Yeah, no. Red flags.
Uh-oh.
Women with really long caterpillar eyelashes.
Yeah, they definitely red flags.
That is not attractive,
that's
by the way.
Not attractive. Yeah. It looked like electric tape.
It looked like caterpillars on their eyes.
Yeah, it does. And if you get close enough on them, you can feel air. You know, when they bank their eyes, you feel a little air come off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine trying to kiss somebody and then they eyelashes touching, tickling your forehead. Like, wait a minute.
Right?
What you got on your forehead? All right. New segment. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Like Siskel and Ebert.
We review the show, series, and the movies. I like this. All right. Oh, my goodness. Your Honor on Netflix. Definitely a thumbs up, dude.
Yeah, thumbs up.
Did you watch the? Have you watched the first season?
I have not finished the first season.
Oh, what episode are you on?
I'm on 5.
Oh, let me say this.
Okay.
Because I can say this.
Okay.
I'm mad because he didn't deserve that. Mm-hmm. Kofi. He didn't deserve it.
No.
I'm mad as hell at the fat ass mayor dude running right. for. I think he a sellout.
But that's New Orleans, though.
I think he a sellout, dude.
That's New Orleans.
He sold him out, man.
Yeah.
And then the dude gonna tell him the other, "Are you a street soldier? Take the charge." And Kofi like, "You want me to take a charge of something I ain't do, bro?"
Right. Right. Blind loyalty.
And look what he got.
Right.
Because you're up to 5, so you already.
Yeah, they don't say.
And dude, else. The judge.
Hey man, he's out for self. Come on, you know how that go.
His son should have never left, bro.
You know how that go.
His son should have stayed at the scene. Told him, hey, I got nervous. I went to my mom's milieu to pay respects. My mom passed at this place. I went to go take flowers, you know. And when I got there, some guys scared me. I dropped my inhaler, had an asthma attack. When I went down to look, you know, I hit him.
Right.
It would have been.
Yeah.
I finished the first season. You're going to just keep going.
Okay.
Push through those next 5.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, you brought one in. All right, come on.
All right. The game, Pig. I got it.
So, look, it wouldn't be. This is what I thought about. If I look up the. I thought about this. I look up the answers already, though. When I have them, it's not really fair because I'll be not really reviewed. So I got some interesting ones. Can we just not do Pig, and then next time we need to get somebody to call in, and they need to do the. They need to be the one to read the questions.
Okay,
we need
to have a call in. You just do me. Then.
All right, I'm gonna see if I can test you on this.
Test me.
All right, here's something about the United States.
All right,
what country gifted the United States the Statue of Liberty?
France.
Dang, dude. Yeah. How the heck did you know that?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
History books.
Initially, how many states did the United States have initially?
Could say, I don't want to say 48.
I give you, can I give you a multiple choice?
Yes, please.
10, 13, or 17?
13.
It's 13.
13, because 13 colonies is
yes,
what it was.
Yes.
Yeah,
13. So that wouldn't have been fair, just because that was kind of a vague
yeah.
question. All right. I like this. All right. When was the U.S. established? Which you know that. I know.
July 4th, 1776.
That's it. Yeah. Yes. All right. Watch this. Here's, okay. here's a different. Let's shift gears. Here's okay. an animal. Let's go with animals.
Okay.
What is a group of crows called? Oh, I didn't
crows.
Know. Yes. What are they? A group of them are called what?
Crows.
A murder.
Really?
Yes. They're called a murder. I did not know that. Yes.
Interesting.
Right? Hmm. A group of crows are called a murder. All right. You know that one. What's a group of lions called? No, come
oh,
on.
Oh,
come on. You play. Brave,
wait a minute. Wait.
You better get a walk damn walk.
The pride. The pride.
Yes, dude. Pride. I was going to go to the button. I was going to push the button. I got one for you.
Okay.
This is a tricky one. You're okay. going to get it, though, I think.
Okay.
What bird lives in Antarctica, but it can't fly?
Penguin.
Yes. All right. Here goes. Let me give you three more.
Okay.
What's the fastest land animal in the world?
Cheetah.
Okay. All right. What do you call a baby goat?
I don't know.
A kid.
A kid?
Yes.
Really?
A kid, yes. That's what you call a baby goat.
Bah.
All right. Here's one, the last one. Name a mammal that can't jump. A mammal that cannot jump.
An orangutan?
No. Orangutan can jump.
Can they?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I got four answers. You ready? Yes. A orangutan can jump on your ass. So, okay, he go for mammals that cannot jump. Elephant, uh-huh. a sloth, a hippo, and a rhino.
Okay.
All right, so that was
did trip. I win?
You did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you only got... You had a P and I.
I only got the P and I, so.
Yeah, so you didn't get a G. So
no,
yeah.
No.
Next time, you have to ask me, okay. That's how we can do it.
All right.
Let's do that.
Okay.
All right, so okay. That was good. You're okay. gonna always beat me on that, because I pay attention to different stuff. All right.
New name segment.
Here we go.
Now, we did, I think we did last, what did we do last week? Isaiah Thomas and...
the guards, yeah.
The guards.
So this one is, you need a center... Yeah, plenty of money to go out and get a free agent, right? The two biggest names still available are Shaq and Hakeem. Who do you offer the max deal? let me say this. Dude, that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough, really. It really is. Let me tell you what I lean towards Shaq.
Shaq?
Yeah, I will. Well, yeah, it's tough because Olajuwon shot three free throws better than him.
Olajuwon played defense, passed.
Yeah, better than
he
him.
He was a dominant big
guy. So I might have to go back with Olajuwon. Who you got?
I got Olajuwon.
I think I go with him.
Yeah, I'm
that's the safer bet. Yeah. Tongue twister. I won the last one, just by the way.
You
the
did.
Last tongue twister.
Yeah,
twist I
yeah
did.
You smoked me.
Ah. The goal is to say it twice, all right? Oh, you gonna go? Or you want me to go?
Betty bought butter, but the butter was bitter. So Betty bought better butter to make the bitter butter better. Betty's big bunny bobbled by the blueberry bush. Betty's sick sheep seek is sick. Damn. Betty bought butter, but the butter was bitter.
Goodness.
So Betty bought better butter to make the bitter butter better. Betty's big bunny bobbled by the blueberry bush. Betty's six sheep chic is sick.
Betty bought okay. Betty bought butter, but the butter was bitter, so Betty bought better butter to make the bitter butter better. Betty's big bunny bobbled by the blueberry bush. Betty's six sheep chic is sick. Yeah. Betty bought butter, but the butter was bitter, so Betty bought better butter to make the bitter butter better. Betty's big bunny bobbled by the blueberry bush. Betty's six sheep chic is sick.
Ooh, I'm good at this game. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's a tie.
I'm a wordsmith.
It's a tie.
No, you lost. Nah, it's a tie. We both stumbled. We both stumbled. I like that one. All right, new segment. What if? So we did a show called What If.
Yeah.
All right. What if?
So we just add it in every week now.
Man, listen, they ain't ready. Yeah, they're not ready. What if you were kidnapped by a group of Amazon women? When you awake, you realize you are in a Brazilian jungle. Yeah, listen. Let me finish reading this. The only way out is to simply say the password, which is pretty please. And they will transport you back home within a day. If you stay, you will be the only man there and you will be treated as a king. No money, no stress, just you and 100 beautiful Amazon women. Do you come back home? Hell no! No! I don't want to see pretty or please. No! I'm not coming back. To what? Come on, dude. Did you hear that menu? Did you hear the menu, dude? You rattled up. Come on, dude. That's home cooking. Are you coming back?
No. I'm there.
Dude.
I'm there. No, pretty please.
Can I fly? Somebody over? Like, so it'll be 101?
No. I'm coming back over. Pretty please.
You going to come back?
I'm coming back.
Why? Lies. You ain't coming back, dude. You can't even say that with a straight face, bro. You ain't coming back.
It makes for good podcast talk.
It does. That need to be bang. Golly. All right. We need to ask some of these, our guests, these same questions.
I know, right?
Dude.
Yeah. That'll be a good one.
Right.
Blue Bag Music segment.
Blue Bag Music.
To Hear My Dear. Have you checked it out yet?
No, I haven't.
You need
to
check it out.
I haven't.
What you got on your playlist, though?
I am currently listening to some Sam Cooke, Sting, some older songs. Right.
Sam Cooke.
Oh man, he's a dude. I love Sam Cooke. I'm gonna do some of his covers coming up in August.
Okay.
At Skyview, I'm gonna do some covers up there.
Nice.
And I'm gonna do some of my own music too.
Okay. Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
So yeah, who you got on your playlist?
I was listening to Lisa Shaw.
What is she?
She's kind of like, I would say, dance, house music. Yeah. She's good. She's got a song, I'm Okay, which is pretty good.
Do you remember that group? It was soft rock. They used to sing that song, I'm forever yours, faithfully. The dude be singing. You never heard that?
Uh-uh.
What?
No.
They talk about circus lights. Under the big time, Lord, we all need the clowns to make us smile. He be playing it. Boy, that's some bad song, right? That's that soft rock, dude. I'm forever yours, faithfully. That's a bad song. I bet you some listeners going to be like, yeah, I know what he's talking about.
I got to find that.
Yeah.
I got to check that out.
I'm going to look it up. Yeah, man, that's a bad song. Yeah.
Check that out.
Yeah, sorry. For the first time in history, the Jet Beauty of the Week has to be a white woman from The Young and the Restless. Oh, man. Who you put on page 43? Nikki Newman, Ashley Abbott, Catherine Chancellor, Lauren Fenmore. Well, first of all, if I'm not mistaken, Miss Chancellor used to smoke them Virginia Slims. So I don't really like no women that smoke. So Miss Chancellor,
so she out.
Miss Chancellor out with the Virginia
Plus, she's 100 years old.
Plus, she wrinkled.
She was 100 years old back in the day.
She looked like Maud from Solid Gold. You remember Maud from Solid Gold? Yeah. That dummy.
Right.
He used to be. So Miss Chancellor out.
She's
the picture.
She's out.
Now I'm gonna say Nicky Newman or either Ashley Abbott. Who are you going with?
I think Lauren Finmore.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I ain't mad at
it's
you.
It's either Lauren or Ashley.
I think I'm going with Ashley Abbott.
Yeah, it's either Lauren or Ashley.
Yeah, I think I put Ashley Abbott on okay. page 43 for me.
Yeah, it's either Lauren or Ashley. All right, girl story. Can you remember the first girl that you kissed that had bad breath?
Oh, man. Probably the same girl I lost my virginity to in the back of that Cutlass Supreme.
Damn.
Yeah.
She was a piece of work.
Her breath wasn't the greatest. Oof. Yeah. It was a long evening. I'm sorry. It was, dude.
I bet you that car was stinking.
Oh,
bro.
Man, bro. Now, it was, you know what? Anyway, we're leaving like that. Oh, my goodness. Coach. Man, it's been episode number 10.
Episode 10.
We at it again, bro.
Yes, yes.
Listen, it's been your boy. You the only fear coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation, a.k.a. a hot.
This your off the field coach, your life coach, aka Mr. Coach Reback, aka Mr. Orgy Party, not no more, aka with the football know-it-all. This has been On and Off the Field. Shout out.
We out.